80 The Biz.
Where money talks.
80 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. We're seeing the right shoulder to the on-ramp blocked still on 595 eastbound at the turnpike because of an accident. Traffic's getting by you slower than usual. Plus, we're seeing a broken down car blocking a right lane on 95 northbound at Sheridan Street. You're seeing slow traffic to Hollywood. And in Dade County, no major accidents but your regular stop-and-go traffic, especially around the Golden Glades northbound back into downtown. That's your South Florida traffic.
WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. On Twitter at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we have got an awesome show for you today. To get ready to get rocked, we're going to have a great show. Information you can put to use today. It's going to make you feel good while we deliver it. And here we go. We're going to talk about international real estate investment trends with the man, Alex Zilberglied from Marcus & Millichap. We're going to have our local hero on. It's a young man named, oh my God, Fernando, what's your last name? It's Cardenas, Ronaldo. Fernando Cardenas.
Ronaldo
Cardenas. Boy, I'm butchering it already, but the kid's a star. And we got his two teachers here. We're going to talk about how he's learning how to get self-confidence and project himself here in the Miami-Dade Urban Debate League. It's awesome. He's our local hero. We're going to get Alex P. Cordy on again. We're going to talk about what's next in oil and gas. And I promise, at the end of the show, I'll do two things. I'm going to give you an update on Vivian's quest to get a transplanted kidney. And I'm going to give a tribute to the man, the myth, and the legend, the Purple Rain dude himself, Prince. But right now, it's not time for Prince. You know what time it's for. It's time for Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Yes, I'm getting fired up. Ronaldo's cracking up. I promised them all they'd have a great time. I hope you're having fun, too. And if you really want to have fun, you got to go to Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. I like this part. That's right. Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Turn it up, AC.
I'm on fire.
Fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team, too. They're also, by the way, the official medicine providers of the Miami Marlins. Hey, you know, combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Marlins fans.
Yeah, baby!
Savings and value into your home field experience with the Pepsi 4 for 74 pack. Get 4 game tickets, 4 KMP Franks, and 4 Pepsi soft drinks for just $74. This offer is available on all Sunday home games this season.
Play ball, play ball, play ball.
Bring your friends and family to a game and enjoy a great deal. Pepsi 4 for 74 packs are available in advance at Marlins.com or at the Marlins Park ticket office on the day of the game.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. Is Ronaldo's mic on? All right, great. We're here with Miami Senior High School freshman?
Freshman.
Unbelievable. Ronaldo Cardenas with Davalyn Suarez, his debate coach, and with the head of the Miami-Dade. Well, you're going to tell me what it stands for. MDUL. What does it stand for?
Miami-Dade Urban Debate League.
Thank you. And we're with Nalissa Sati also. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Wow, I'm batting 250 here today. All right, she's the program coordinator. Lean in. Tell us what I'm talking about here.
So we have launched the Miami-Dade Urban Debate League as of October of last year. And I want to first thank Clifford Shulman, who is
partner at
Weiserota Helfman Bierman, who he's the chair of our entire board, and he's been instrumental in leading efforts and contacting every law firm in our state.
That's why you're here today, okay?
Exactly.
Okay.
So thank you to Clifford.
Who else do we want to thank?
The National Association for Urban Debate Leagues and the City Foundation, who launched the league here to begin with. We have a tremendous amount. We have an agreement, a memorandum of understanding with the school board. So we have 10 high schools and 5 middle schools in our program. And all the partner colleges are a main portion of this program. So we have partners with FIU, Miami-Dade College, and University of Miami. And there's a board member representing each school on our board of directors. And they are committed to hosting tournaments at their schools on the monthly level and also recruiting students to go to their colleges and pursue colleges. And then future in their careers. So the program provides access to the schools chosen through the school board, and we give a voice to students like Reynaldo to participate and compete on a monthly basis at our tournaments.
Are you done with the business part?
I am.
All right, great. Reynaldo, you're the star of the show. We're going to talk now, bro. So why'd you get involved with this?
I've always liked...
No more umming.
I've always liked engaging discussions, and I'm really good at debating. Like, just naturally, like, arguing. So
your mom must love that.
Not really. So I thought it would be a great academic experience. It's like I'm an academic athlete in a sense.
That's what you are, for sure.
So, and it's good for school because I'm on track with my classes. I'm paying more attention in classes. I'm engaging students. I'm engaging the school. I'm here after school almost every day. I'm helping students out with like whatever they need on the team. So that's why I like to get involved.
What's fun about this?
On Saturdays, you're with your group of friends from your school debating against teams from other schools, and I'm really competitive, so I don't like to lose.
Really?
And it's just a great competing environment.
Is this not great energy, AC? Are you feeling it back there in the studio?
I feel the vibe.
All right, that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear that. Now. Tell me, if I'm a young student and I want to get involved with the debate thing that you're involved with, what's it called again?
Miami-Dade Urban Debate League.
Okay, if I want to do that, and this is all over the state. It's not just here in Miami, right?
It's It's all over the nation. There are 24 other leagues, and until recently, Miami-Dade County was the largest school district in the nation without an urban debate league.
Well, gosh darn it. Glad we found you guys. It's about time. Now, you know, I was on the debate team in at North Miami Beach, which is one of your participating schools.
Yes, yes.
And I was in extemp. That's when you can talk a lot about nothing. Could you tell?
Yes, I think I could tell.
I hope this ain't where you're heading, but maybe it is. So, now, you've gotten involved, you love Saturdays, you're with your friends, you do the debate. How do your parents feel about this?
My mom loves it because of the scholarship opportunities that will later be involved between FIU, UM, MDC, and...
maybe even Florida. Go Gators, dude!
All about the U.
All right, we'll talk about... we're already having debating in here. All right.
Not only that, she's like, it's something productive. It's like, I'm not staying home all day on a Saturday being lazy. And she like, she just loves that I'm being really involved in school this year and not getting like lost in the crowd in high school.
You know what I learned about you already?
What?
You're a quick learner. You know how many ums you've said since you said the first two? Zero. You're getting an A+ in radio, dude. Now, why is Ronaldo here?
He has been with our program from the very beginning. He's attended all of our workshops that we held at UM in October and has placed at every tournament in either a speaker award capacity or as a team since being part of this program. So I've seen his progression and growth throughout this, and it's just, I want to be able to give him, it's wonderful to so that he has a voice and he's able to share with other students.
All right, we have a special guest star that called in who I know has a voice for radio. Hey, are you out there, Cliff?
Hey, Jim Freed, how are you?
I'm doing great, but the one that's doing really good here, it's Ronaldo, man. Thank you for sending me a superstar.
Well, Jim, it's a great pleasure, and even though you debated at a second-rate school, I was at Miami Beach Senior High School, you were at North Miami Beach, but, you know, you've come a long way, Jim. I'm very pleased and proud of you.
Thank you so much, Cliff. It means a lot coming from a true professional like you, and they see me gagging, retching, and winking while I'm saying that. But, you know, Cliff, you're not really the star, but you do know how to do an interview. Why don't you ask Ronaldo a question?
Ronaldo, let me ask you one question.
What is
your future like? What do you see yourself doing in 5 years?
Oh, I love him.
Hopefully I'll be in college.
You will definitely be in college, Ronaldo.
Yes, yes.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
At this moment, an attorney. So.
Oh, we need another one of those.
Right, another hungry mouth to feed. Thank you, Ronaldo. Jim, I really want to thank you for allowing us to spotlight the program. You and I debated, and Elisa debated. It made my career what it is today, my debate at Miami Beach Senior High School. And the entire goal of this program is to give the kids that need it the most chance. And that's what we're trying to do. Our last tournament, we had over 100 kids from all over Miami-Dade County. They eat voraciously. They go through pizza.
We'll call Publix. We got to call Publix to get them to be a sponsor.
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
And
I know
anyone
who to call.
Who wants to sponsor this program, that's what we need. We need support from the community. Alberto Gavallo has been fantastic with the school board. FIU, Miami-Dade College, University of Miami. We need everyone's support of this program.
I'm just sitting here blowing kisses at Ronaldo because he's just such an absolute superstar. He makes me feel good about the future, even though the people I watch on TV try to make the future look bleak. When I look at a Ronaldo, I know that the future of America is in pretty darn good hands.
Absolutely.
Cliff, thank you so much for arranging for them to be on the show. I know you wanted to call in and participate. We've only got like 2 or 3 minutes left, and I got to tell you, I want to talk to Ronaldo, not you.
Oh.
Is that all right?
Absolutely.
You're the best, Cliff. Thank you so much, and I hope that we can make this an annual event. I want to have Ronaldo come back next year and be the veteran to show the next young person how to really do it right. Cliff, I want to thank you for what you're doing for the community, for people that really need us. For the things that make Miami great, I'm thanking you here publicly, Cliff Shulman. Thank you so much for making life better for all these young people.
Jim, thank you for caring.
It's my pleasure. And I know that you wanted to say one thing.
Yes, our next debate tournament is April 30th at FIU South Campus, so it's called the FIU Panther Challenge. And so if you want to serve as a volunteer judge, we have tons of law firm and corporate professionals come out and actually serve as a judge. Please contact us or email us or check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/Miami Urban Debate.
I want you to email this to every single person. We're going to give you the clip of this. I want you to email it to every single person on your ask list. Every single person on that list, when they get to this point, you pick up the phone and you call and you get involved with these beautiful people doing beautiful things. Last word to Ronaldo. Give me some shout-outs, Ronaldo.
I would like to shout out my mom and dad, my debate coach, Ms. Suarez, Nalissa, Miami Urban Debate League. I would like to shout out FIU, UM, MDC, all the college, all the judges that come out on Saturdays.
How about your buddies? Who's your buddies?
I would like to shout out my debate partner, Eric, my best friend, Cielo, on the debate team, all my debate members, all of my debate officers, Ghost Things.
Did I tell you yet that we absolutely all love you? Every single person in this community, when they get a chance to meet you, they're going to fall in love with you and with the program. I want to thank Cliff for bringing this all together. Annual event, Cliff, it's on you. Make sure that I follow up and these students are on every year. You, Cliff, and you, Ronaldo, are local heroes. AC, yours. We're coming back with information you can use right away. Stick with us. It's going to be awesome. Alex Silberglee, Commercial Real Estate, International Business. I'm out. She's asking me if I feel good. How could I not feel good after these beautiful people were here making radio with me? And I got my old buddy Alex. Man, I remember when Alex was just Peach Fuzz. Wait a minute. You're still just Peach Fuzz, Alex. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service to pick up and deliver your car, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Turn up that music.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right. Hey, where are you going to go when a traditional bank says no and you need a mortgage and your situation doesn't allow you to qualify for an FNMA Fannie Mae loan? If you have a story to tell and your loan scenario doesn't go in the standard box, you need to call the folks at Spectrum Mortgage. I've known Bob and Milvie over there for 10 years, and they're the ones to call. Besides the fact they've been around for 25 years and are the pros at providing non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers. They represent only small community banks that will portfolio the loans that traditional lenders won't consider, and they'll even make loans to non-U.S. citizens. I've seen Bob and Milvia perform. I know they can do it. When they're challenged, they'll get it done. Remember, call Bob Gutlon at 305-444-3666. Again, 305-444-3666. Call him today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz.
where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and before we get started, I want to give a special shout-out to all our favorite listeners in Austin, Texas. I want to thank them so much for all the texts and love they send all the time. High five to the people in Austin, Texas. And now we've got my old friend, Alex Zilberglied. He is the main man at Marcus & Millichap. High five to Gene Berman and Kurt Felici for giving you a shot. Boy, did you clean up. Alex is a senior VP over at Marcus & Millichap in their Miami office. He's been with the firm, my gosh, since 2003. Am I that old? Oh, he's closed over $600 million in deals in office, single-tenant, net leased, industrial land, and retail properties. We're going to talk about the transfer of foreign capital from the residential market to the commercial real estate market here in Miami. Before we get started, I want to give a high five to Paola.
Thanks, Jim, and I'll pass that on to Paola.
All right, Alex, tell me a little bit about what's going on here in international real estate. Condo seems to be overheated. If I'm an international investor, what do I do now?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of opportunities on the commercial side. We've seen a tremendous transfer of capital over the last 24 months in particular, as the residential market, as you said, has heated up. Arguably overheated, many of those investors have realized that if they want to diversify their investments, if they want quality tenancy, many times credit tenancy, corporate guarantees behind those leases, they want to be able to, again, reduce their exposure. They're pouring over some of that money into commercial real estate, everything from single-tenant net lease assets, office buildings, shopping centers, hotels, et cetera.
Sounds to me like they're shifting from I'm going to move money into Miami to give me some cash flow.
Absolutely, absolutely. No longer are they looking to park some money. You know, they got smart. They realize they're looking for returns. They're looking for safety. And they're looking really for a long-term strategy on these assets.
Now, you go down to Latin America and you pitch these deals, don't you?
Absolutely. This is something that historically they have not, you know, been coming to Miami to invest in commercial assets. They're used to buying the condo and Brickell and whatnot. But over the last 24, 36 months, we have seen a tremendous amount of capital flowing from residential into commercial. Not to mention the finance market has opened up, the lending has opened up to foreign investors, which was not the case in the past, which has facilitated even more that influx of capital.
Well, what have you seen since 2003? I think that there's been a real change in the way that people have viewed the market, and it's gone from red line to American investors to now the international investor sets the pace down here.
I would tell you that nowadays we're seeing at approximately 60 to 70% of all transactions in Dade County have some sort of foreign investor component, you know, whether it's direct or indirect component. Many of those investors are co-investing with local operators, but absolutely the international investor is a major player in Miami commercial properties today.
Now, what are the international investors looking for? It seems to me like they'd want something that's not management intensive, like a triple net lease deal. Or if they do, they'd want to deal with somebody that's a local property management company. You have the ability to help people put together a full, complete team if they buy something?
One of the things we do is not only do we help those investors identify the opportunities, we help them underwrite the opportunities, source financing for them, and ultimately, you know, close the deals for them. In the instances where they need management, we help them identify the best managers for them, property managers, leasing agents, whatever they need.
You know, that's the thing I like about the Marcus & Millichap model is you're not competing for a bunch of different parts of the deal. When somebody talks to you, they know that you're just about getting the transaction done as far as the title exchange. You're not really about angling to get the, well, maybe you are the financing, but certainly not the leasing and the property management.
We do one thing primarily, and we do that better than anybody else.
I remember when you guys came to town, you brought this model from California, you came over here, Gene came to town. Big Gene, I hope you hear this, Gene. We love you, Gene. You're the man. And thank you for all the support that Marcus & Millichap has given to our community over the years as well. Because the minute that Gene came to town, you guys became an awesome corporate citizen. Tell me a little bit more about the investing here in the market.
Look, there is continues to be a lot of capital. Like you said, a lot of the foreign capital likes to the ease of management aspects of deals, especially if they don't know the market. So many times they will come into the market as an entry point into the single-tenant net lease assets, which many times have a corporate guarantee, investment-grade tenant, long-term lease, what we call this triple net in the industry, you know, net of taxes, insurance, management. It really is a bond, if you will. So it's a great way to get in, generate anywhere from 6 to 7 or even 8% return compared to many other investments today, which is a pretty safe bet, with the appreciation of the asset and the depreciation that it affords, for real estate.
You mean that I can get more than 1%?
That's why real estate is the class du jour right now, for sure.
Yeah, I know. Now, Alex, you work down here in Miami, go down to Latin America. Why don't you give a little bit of, contact information out in Spanish in case somebody wants that in Spanish. Give me a little Spanish there.
Si alguien quiere contactarme para recibir información sobre nuestras propiedades y oportunidades de inversión, puede llamarme al 786-522-7056.
See, and I'm just a redneck from North Miami Beach. I say, yo soy una gente de bienes raíces, and they give me a break. Now, Alex, if I'm an international investor, let's say I'm liquid. I've got about $5 million liquid. My business is in Latin America. I show good on credit. I move my family here, but I go back and forth, and I don't want to really run anything. What would you recommend I do?
It really depends on your investment strategy, Jim. One of the things that I will tell you is that many of these investors, when they come, they're not necessarily flippers like many of other investors. They're really here to park their money long term. They're setting roots here. Their kids are coming here, already studying in college here, many of them. So their idea is to really park their money long term. That's why one of the questions that people ask is, why is it that many of these foreign investors are willing to take a lower yield on some of these investments relative to domestic investors? And it's very simple. Number one, they are about protecting their equity. Number two, they don't mind. They understand the value that Miami real estate offers to them. And when you compare Miami relative to other cities in Latin America, Sao Paulo, Buenos Aires, Mexico City, we're still a bargain. And so they understand the value, the long-term appreciation potential of these assets. So that's why they're willing to take a lower yield.
You know, I have residential guys that come, they buy all cash. We help them do jumbo mortgages. They talk to me about investing in commercial as well. And I always say there's three things that the people come here for. They come here to buy the condo to keep their money safe. They come here to play around and have fun socially and shopping. We'll just do a dot, dot, dot. And then they also come to invest in real estate.
Absolutely. Real estate has become a major investment for them. I deal a lot with a lot of family offices, high net worth individuals. And real estate has become a major part of their portfolio.
Wait, family offices? That's like a new buzzword. Tell me a little bit about your family office practice. We only have a couple minutes left, but I really want to hear about this.
We do a lot of work. It's all very private. These families tend to be very confidential in nature. And we help them, like I said, navigate the process of identifying those opportunities. We work hand in hand with their advisors.
I was going to say, they all come with like a boatload of advisors. You got to get through them. You almost never meet the principal.
It's part of being a team player. We work with their attorneys, their advisors, et cetera, et cetera. And we work with a lot of those families from Latin America.
Okay, we're getting close to the end here. I want you to say your contact info also in English, but you can roll out in Spanish again. I just absolutely love that.
Yes, you feel free to reach me at 786-522-7056.
Hold on, go slow because we have New York Jets fans that listen. Go ahead again.
786-522-7056, or you can visit my website.
That's what I like.
www.thezilberglategroup.com.
Oh, spell that out. You think that they're going to know how to spell that out? Come on.
All right, here you go. T-H-E.
That I think they know.
Z-Y-L, B as in boy, E-R, G-L-A-I-T, group.com.
I just call him Mr. Z. He's the man when I need to know about investing here locally. Alex and his team over at Marcus and Millichap and Kurt and all the guys over there. Give a couple shout-outs to people on your team. We got 5 seconds. I'm talking too much. Go.
You know, first of all, thanks to Kirk Felici and the rest of the team. Thanks to my assistants, Nico and Lucy as well.
Oh, you're the man. Alex Zilberglied, you need investment real estate. You call my buddy Alex. We're going to have some great information on it. We got another Alex coming up. This is Alex Day. Around the corner, we're going to talk to Alex P. Cordy. He's my man on gas and oil and gas investing. I have my friends. They call him. They love him. Alex Zilberglied, thank you so much for coming in, talking international commercial real estate investing.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We're going to have more great information you can use right after this with Alex P. Cordy. AC, take it away.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
And when I'm looking to buy a car or lease a car, I call Warren Henry, and you should too. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, and you're happy when you do. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, so join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
All right, you know, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do, too. And with a UHealth Executive Physical, that's just what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service. We're driving them crazy at the Transplant Institute with all the phone calls. You can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from a personal concierge to guide you through your visit to your customized preventive health care plan. It's going to keep you fit and feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have access directly to University of Miami's renowned principals, programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. They're keeping my wife alive. These people, I love them. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical today, call 305-243-2738. And for the Jets fans, I'll say it again. 305-243-2738.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and we're going to talk oil and gas, and I'm not talking about dinner. We're going to talk oil and gas with Alex P. Cordy. He is my man when I want to know what's going on in the petrochemical production business. He's the founder and managing partner at Pick Energy. It's a private consulting group in the oil and gas space. Pick Energy analyzes deal flow across industries, connecting projects to capital. Alex focuses attention on oil and gas, seeking projects that make returns for investors of all sizes in today's ever-evolving market. Wow, Alex. High five to you.
High five to me. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing great, Alex. So, look, the gas price went above $2 here in Miami. Does that have any impact on anything you do?
Oh, it sure does. We all like to see prices going up in oil and gas. It's kind of rare these days. But things are starting to look a lot better as we look at the next 6, 12, and certainly 18 months.
You know, I had my friend Gus, I could say Gus, I don't care. Gus is a pretty open guy. I had my friend Gus call you. He had a big position in oil and gas a while back, saw it go the same way as the pricing on gas. So, but things are going to come back for people like that. What's the first thing that's going to come back? Is it going to be natural gas, oil? You tell me. I have no idea.
Well, it's funny. You know, you can ask me or you could put 50 geologists and market projectors in a room and get 50 different opinions. But I'd like to say that oil is probably going to bounce back first and the hardest. Gas does not have as bright of a future just because it's so abundant. It's so easy to go capture. And right now, the demand for it just is not enough for us to chip away at our inventories.
Now, it seems to me like the people overseas are playing economic war with us because we have a higher cost of production than they do. And you started to see some of the oil infrastructure reacting to the lower pricing. Does this create a buy opportunity?
Absolutely. We talked about it last time. You know, when anything is distressed, and it's not unique to oil and gas, things are on sale. And so we are watching assets and acreage pop up all over the United States at a supreme discount. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunity. We're all very excited about it. It is a little bit of a game right now, especially as it relates to geopolitics. This whole freeze conversation has been pushing the paper markets up and down pretty violently over the last couple of months. But at the end of the day, the freeze really doesn't adjust the fundamentals in any direction. Essentially, nothing happens.
So then,
what they've done, imagine being in your house and you run around and turn all the faucets on as open as they can go. And you say, okay, I'm going to freeze my water output here. Realistically, though, you can't increase your water in your house because everything's open to its full capacity. That's a lot of what's going on overseas right now, especially in Saudi Arabia. They may be able to increase their production a little bit. Other countries may be able to increase their production a little bit. But all in all, they've optimized their production.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about America because I'm all about keeping America great. I don't think there's a problem with America. I think America is great, and I'm proud to be part of it. But we don't talk politics here, and I'm not making a political statement, but I am wearing a baseball cap. Now, Alex, what do you think is going to happen as far as the election, the impact on the election? Is that going to have any real impact on our energy production and our energy future here?
Realistically, it could. I would say one party, not to be identified, but one party is a little bit more energy friendly than the other. Can they make lasting impressions and changes on the industry as a whole? Probably not. Of course, you know, Sanders and Clinton have made it abundantly clear that they are anti-fracking, that they want to move us away from producing carbon fuels. But at the end of the day, carbon fuels are it's the lifeblood of the United States. And without a viable alternative, you can't just turn off the tap.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah, go ahead, Alex. Go.
All I'm saying is at the end of the day, unless there's an alternative, we just can't move away from carbon fuels. And so we will continue to produce them because it's what we need. It's what keeps us going.
Now, I live in the state of Florida. The state of Florida's got karst topography. I can't believe I remembered that. Thank you to my professors. Which means that we're built on a bunch of sponge-like rocks, and they want to go in and they want to frack, which means they're going to inject all these chemicals into our very porous limestone base here. Is that safe? They have safe technologies where they can, like, put, like, a barrier down or something, and it doesn't come up? Because I got to believe this stuff's below the limestone, right?
Absolutely. When you're looking at the water table, and that's the main concern, is does frack fluid contaminate the water table?
Right.
There have been thousands upon thousands of wells fracked in the United States since the first well was fracked decades ago. And you really just don't see contamination of any sense or in any measurable quantity. Every once in a while you get methane that comes into your pipes or into your well, but that occurs naturally and that's not unique to or generated by fracking. What you've got when you drill a well are a lot of regulations placed upon these wells that require you to put, you know, between inches and several feet of cement between your wellbore and the surrounding environment. It's hard for frack fluid, let alone anything, to penetrate that cement to make its way into your water table. And where you're fracking these wells, realistically, is thousands of feet below the water table.
Now,
your fractures may migrate, you know, as much as 100, 200, 300 feet tops, but you're still thousands of feet below that water table. So you're not going to see a very small amount of chemical as it relates to your frack fluid, which is actually less than 1% is chemicals, migrate thousands of feet up into your water table. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
That's okay. We're here in South Florida where the nuclear power plant's throwing nuclear waste into our water. So I think that we're really concerned about that one too. Now, Alex, the oil and gas companies, are they also investing in some of this alternative energy sources just to hedge their bet? How's that going?
A lot of companies are, and I would say they give a pretty generous budget to their research and development department. I've seen a number of companies investigating ways to turn natural gas into diesel. I've seen some of these companies investigating solar and wind, trying to capture some of the renewable markets I've also seen a lot of movement on the water side, which has been fascinating.
For sure.
Ways to purify frack water and separate the contaminants from the fresh water so that you can reuse fresh water. Or if you're injecting the water back into the ground at a saltwater disposal well, it's essentially distilled water and has no chemical content in it.
Wow. You know, and you bring something up, which I guess you really didn't, I thought you were talking about, I don't know that you were, is that I think pretty soon water may become as valuable as oil.
Absolutely. Whether or not that's in the near future, who knows, but it's most certainly, I think, the most valuable resource on the planet, and I think it'll have a dollar value attached to it here before long that proves it.
Now, tell me a little bit about your company. I want to just hear a little bit. I read a little blurb about it, but I know you just started it. Tell me a little bit about what your business strategy is and what you're trying to accomplish.
Sure. So we source deals from a number of locations, whether they're family offices, private equity groups, private inventors, you name it, I've seen it. Everything from biotech to oil and gas to real estate. The idea is matching those investments and those opportunities up with the capital designed to meet their requirements. It's been great. It's been incredibly busy. The things that come in that are oil and gas focused, energy focused, and more recently water and agriculture focused, we've been taking for ourselves. Matching them up with the right guys and helping them raise growth capital as well as build their business out to the point where we've seen a lot of forward momentum and anticipate some pretty great things from our projects.
Listen, we got to talk about real estate because that's what I do. I'd love to talk to you about the real estate and see how we could work together on that. We'll do that offline. So you're seeing a lot of growth from the family offices. We have one of the guys talking real estate, talking family office. What are you seeing?
The family offices have been great. I've been seeing a lot of them, especially the ones that are in real estate, interested in diversifying their portfolios and moving real estate into oil and gas in some parts through 1031 exchanges, as well as investigating technology and healthcare, just to capitalize on some of these markets that have been exhibiting a lot of promise as it relates to growth.
Yeah, you know, the real estate guys, they all have opportunity funds, but they're not able to find any opportunities. They're all having to go core plus, so I got to believe oil and gas will at least give them some yield. We only have about a minute, less than a minute left. Alex, if people want to get information, they want to find out about what you think, maybe want to invest with you, how do they find you?
Well, they can shoot me an email. It is probably the easiest way. It's alex@pickenergyinvestments. That's P-I-C-K energyinvestments.com. Or they can give me a call, 703-627-8762.
Yeah, go a little slower because we got Jets fans that listen.
I've been hearing about these Jets fans. I'll say it real slow for them.
Thank you.
703-627-8762.
I love you, Alex. Thanks for playing along. Thanks for coming with some great info that people can use to help them right now and today. Alex P. Cordier, expert on oil and gas. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on with my world and organ donation month and my wife with her transplant. And AC, we'll go out. We'll come back. Is this where we're going to do our tribute to Prince? All right. Tribute to Prince. Alex P. Cordier, thank you so much. Talk a little Warren Henry. Was I going out on that? Could people hear that? Okay, you know, God bless him. You know, he made the world a great place for all of us. What a showman. You know, he's up there playing with David Bowie and George Harrison right now.
Just a true music icon. Huh?
He is. He is a real icon, a real American icon, a real tradition for our community, and a real cultural coming together point when I was in college, for sure. Hey, you know, Warren Henry, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Not just a singer, not just a cultural icon. The man could play a little guitar, right? AC, what do you think?
Oh, just a musician all around.
I love this. The sign, the whole thing. What an amazing thing. And all this from Minneapolis, of all places. All places, Minneapolis, the man came from.
Rest in peace, Prince.
Yeah, the president just paid tribute to, I mean, how can you not? All right, what do we got coming up next?
Spectrum after this.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about our friends at Spectrum Mortgage. Where do you go when a traditional bank says no and your situation doesn't allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? If you have a story to tell, your loan scenario doesn't go in the standard box, you need to call the folks at Spectrum Mortgage. Well, I've known Bobby Milvia for 10 years, and they're the ones to call. You know, they've been around for 25 years, and they are the pros at providing non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers. They represent only small community banks that will portfolio the loans that traditional lenders won't consider. They'll go up to $10 million a deal. They'll make loans to non-U.S. citizens. They'll even do a construction loan. I've seen Bob and Milvia perform. I know that these are the folks to call when you're challenged. So call Robert Gutlum, Bobby, my man, at 305-444-3666. Again, 305-444-3666.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, in honor of that Super Bowl cut, we were having a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction in here. Can you imagine wardrobe malfunction on the radio? How does that even work? I have no idea, but we got one, and the wardrobe's back in. We're doing everything. Oh, there we go. The wardrobe malfunction is now officially over. Hey, you know, I promised everybody that I'd talk a little bit about what's going on with Vivian's transplant. It's organ donation month, and you've got to get out there. If you want to give an organ donation, make sure you call the Miami Transplant Institute over there. It's at Jackson Memorial Hospital. It's really important that you call them. And I'm going to give you a little update on my wife. My wife is a trooper. I love her so much. She is a star. I don't know how she does it. I know I couldn't. I sit there every single day. When I leave for work, I give her a kiss. She's barely waking up. She, you know, you can feel her. She's sweating like a dog because she's not feeling too good. And, you know, I kiss her goodbye. She goes out there. You know, she puts one foot in front of the other, and she takes on the world, and she kicks the world's butt. She really does. But, you know, this thing takes a toll on you. And my wife, she's got certain little things with her that are going on that are really, really personal. But I'm going to say a little bit so people know what's going on here. Dialysis is hard. It wears you out. You have really low blood pressure when you're done. The dialysis machine, it makes your blood like 50 degrees. That's why my wife's always sweating when she gets home, because she's just hot, even though it's like 65 in that place. I swear, I go around with one of them stocking hats that's like you wear in the wintertime, and like flannel pajamas and a flannel bathrobe, and I'm freezing my butt off. And she's sweating like a dog. And that woman, she makes my dinner every night. That's right, she does. She may be, I'm going to use a Yiddish word, plotzing. I think that tells you what the word sounds like. What she's dying. Can't, has no energy. But she sits there and she makes my dinner. Sometimes she can't get it to me till 9 o'clock. But I'm telling you, I don't care. I'll wait. That woman is just the most beautiful human being in the world. And we have had a number of people that have raised their hand to get with us at the Transplant Institute. I'm going to give the number continuously. The Miami Transplant Institute is 305-355-5433. You got to sometimes leave a message. It takes them a day or so to call you back. But please wait for them to call you back and give the gift of life. You know, you don't have to match the person. You don't have to match the donor. You can go and say you want to donate and be a donor for Vivian Fried. And if you don't match, well, they can still put your kidney in the National Kidney Registration thing, and a kidney of equal quality. They grade these kidneys. Comes out, you know, a young person died on a motorcycle that's 20 years old. Well, that's different than a 60-year-old person that's, you know, been around the block a little. And so, you know, depending on the kidney that you get, that you put in the system, you get a kidney that's like that out. You know, we've had beautiful people that have offered, people that have been on the show even. Some of the guests on the show have even offered. I'm not a good donor. I've got this thing's given me amazing high blood pressure. I have the bad back. I'm on all kinds of medication. I'm just not a good candidate. You basically almost have to be perfect. But that doesn't mean that you can't go in and get tested. Again, you can go in and get tested at 305-355-5433. I'm going to say it, and I'm not even going to insult the Jets fans this time. Jets fans, I'm going to say it slow, but I'm not saying it because you don't know how to do it. I'm saying it because you appreciate fine wine that's released slowly like this. 305-355-5433. There's a blog up on Freed on Business, www.freedonbusiness. Go look at the blog. It talks about what's been going on. You know, a lot of people have been tested. They don't, even if they want to do it, sometimes they don't let them. You know, we had a donor. The donor was a perfect match, and then something else happened, and the donor just didn't work out for us, you know, yet. We're still working on it. But you never know. Remember, it's Organ Donation Month. Please call. Give the gift of life. You know, a person only needs one kidney to live. So you can donate a kidney and live a healthy life. One of the people in my office was born with only one kidney. She's had two kids and teaches a Zumba class. The woman's a monster, a dynamo. A last time, please call the Miami Transplant Institute at 305-355-5433. Tell them you want to be a donor for Vivian Fried. And if you don't want to be a donor for Vivian Fried, still call and do the good deed and give the gift of life, because there's somebody out there that's going through a torturous day every day, and you can make the world a better place, and the impact on you is minimal. It's minimal. You'll be able to live a normal life. I want to thank our sponsors. First of all, I want to thank Cliff Shulman for bringing that beautiful kid in here. Oh, my gosh. Was that not great? The Miami Debate folks. I want to thank Cliff Shulman, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, Kind Snacks. We're going to hook them up. Kind Snacks and Publix. We're going to hook them up with these debate kids. Warren Henry Automotive, U Health, the Miami Marlins, the NFL Alumni, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, U Health. I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, I've got no reason to have a show. Actually, I do, because I just love doing this. I'd do this in my house if I could. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show. Please tell your friends. Share the Vivian Fried story. Please share all of our social on Vivian. Help us save her life. I'm getting people that are twos and threes, and I don't even know, on LinkedIn and Facebook. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website's getting more hits every day. If you missed today's show, it's going to be on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness.com, probably by Saturday. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next Thursday on 8:80 a.m. at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. We're going to have the Related Group on. We're going to talk Urban Miami. We're going to have U Health on. We're going to talk about health. But remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen big time this week. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. I love that young debate kid. What a superstar.
Big Jim got his hat. Find out where his hat is not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom-made pool cue.
He's in the paint. Down by two. Can he do it? The ball is up. And nothing but net!